Lecture topic: sweetness from striving.
The aspect of halawat of iman, the sweetness of iman, has been mentioned in the Hadith Sharif. The sweetness of iman, the explanation that the muhaddithin have given, is that it is that the iman settles deep down in the heart of a person. It makes it very easy for him to then be in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. He connects to Allah Ta'ala. And apart from that, it is a physical experience that he tastes the sweetness of iman. So in any case, there are many things that have been explained in this regard, including that this is a sign of a person, inshallah, will be blessed with death on iman. Now this is the one part of it, that there are all these aspects that are related to halawat of iman and the sweetness of iman. Now there are many, many great amal which a person will be very greatly rewarded for. Somebody spent the night in tahajjud, very great amal. Somebody made a khatam of the Quran Sharif every day, tremendously great. On every letter he'll be rewarded with 10 rewards minimum. But the halawat of iman and the sweetness of iman, the promise of this has come in the Hadith Sharif for the person who restrains his gaze from haram. So all these amal are extremely great, and very great rewards have been promised for those amal as well. But the halawat of iman has been promised on this mujahada that a person makes, that he breaks his heart for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, and he does not cast any haram glance, then that person will be blessed with this very, very great bounty. So what is very clear from this is, while the good deeds bring tremendous rewards, but the closeness of Allah Ta'ala comes more on the note of the mujahada that a person makes in staying away from what Allah is displeased with. So what Allah Ta'ala is pleased with in terms of righteous deeds, he'll get rewarded. But this takes him even closer. That way he is tempted towards some sin and he refrains from it. And he's ready to take that pain on his heart, but not ready to break Allah Ta'ala's command. And this is unfortunately where we take it for granted that I am doing so many good things, so it doesn't matter what else I do apart from the good work or the amal that I'm doing. So if some wrong is carrying on the side, doesn't matter, whereas that matters a lot. That can cause all the good to get eroded as well. So while the effort to do more good actions must continue, but the greater concern must be that we must not displease Allah Ta'ala with any wrong, like indulging in any thing that Allah has forbidden. And this is where the halawat of iman comes. And this is in another hadith, the bashashat of iman has been mentioned, comes to the same thing, that where in the riwayat of Bukhari Sharif, these words are there, that the bashashat and the sweetness of iman, إِذَا دَخَلَتْ قَلْبًا لَا تَخْرُجُ مِنْهُ أَبَدًا. When this enters a heart, he'll never leave it. So this is the guarantee of death on iman. This requires even greater concern, greater effort, greater attention. Because this is what's going to take a person close to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us that.